The following is an audio excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj given on May of 1996 at New Talavan Farm in Carriere, Mississippi, USA.
There's a higher standard of happiness than the material happiness, and that happiness can be developed by a cultivation of Krishna consciousness. To achieve that kind of happiness, one needs to have a certain degree of absorption or immersion into the spiritual environment. If one can get absorbed in spiritual consciousness, then one can start to experience what is spiritual happiness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is a very compelling and absorbing process if one is going to perform it correctly. It's a process that begins from the moment we wake up to the moment we take our rest. And even in our sleep, we can be dreaming about Krishna. We maintain a constant remembrance of Krishna. We chant Krishna's name. We think about how to serve Krishna through the spiritual master. We know that by serving Krishna through his devotee, Krishna is more pleased. So we try to serve the Guru in order to please Krishna. So by the combination of different practices of devotional service and the constant linking up with Krishna, then we start to get purified from the three modes of nature and start to relish spiritual taste. There's the different levels of devotional service where first begins with faith. We have a little faith and we hear about Krishna consciousness. And then from the level of faith, we decide to associate more intimately with devotees and we hear from devotees about Krishna consciousness. And then from there we decide to actually get ourselves more absorbed in actually practicing devotional service. So we got Shraddha, Bhajana, Shraddha, Satsanga, Bhajana Kriya. And by practicing the Bhajana Kriya, the devotional services, we start to try to get rid of the different obstacles and different bad habits we have. It's an artha nivritti. And then after we get freed from various bad habits, we become nishtha, become fixed in our devotional service. After being fixed in devotional service, then we develop a taste for the devotional service, which is ruchi. And as the ruchi becomes more condensed, we become attached deeply to Krishna, and that becomes ashakti. And from there, when that becomes more condensed, it becomes bhava, or ecstatic love for Krishna. The devotional service is something that is meant to be realized. There's jnana and vijnana. Jnana is a theoretical knowledge, or the conceptual knowledge, and vijnana is the applied, realized knowledge. In the modern Hindi and Bengali, they translate vijnana as science. Science. When they say, when the word they use for science is vijnana. The science means like experiment and prove it. That's the colloquial modern, but in the traditional Sanskrit, mean realized knowledge. So, in a sense, you can see the similar. Science is something you experiment and you prove it, then it's you can take it as a fact, where just the theory is the knowledge. So, in the same way, devotional service is meant to be realized. And can't force anybody to absorb themselves, although you can trick them sometimes. Like you have a big festival and people come, and then without knowing it, there's all kinds of things which, like if you had a big Rath Yatra like in Los Angeles, or sometimes maybe to some extent a Parihati festival, or like a Mayapur festival. So many things are going, even if a person just goes to see, they inadvertently get absorbed in hearing and chanting and seeing devotional things. When you come into Mayapur, you can't see anything else but Krishna conscious activities going on. Hear the holy name everywhere. So people start to comment that they become changed and they can't help but chant Hare Krishna. Maybe in some cases like that, there's such an intense environment that people are inclined to, or just that automatically they're compelled to think about Krishna. But in a less compelling, a less involving environment, it requires one to take personal initiative to develop that kind of a taste. And it's already, the potential is there in every man and woman to have a full experience of love for Krishna, to have this higher standard of happiness. But to awaken that, when we're already in a conditioned state, when we've just gradually worked our way up through so many animal births and lower human births, and now we are in this human form of life, if we really want to experience that higher standard of pleasure, then we have to be absorbed. And sometimes Krishna puts us in situations where we get compelled to surrender to Him. And when we take shelter of Him more fully, then we start to experience the higher happiness.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives, and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.